The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good evening to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, it is coming up and coming up quickly. The annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. It is scheduled for March the 28th at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. And more information can be obtained by calling Walla Walla High School or a member of Big Blue Boosters. Our broadcast locations presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. And tonight we're coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at Central Valley High School in Spokane, where the Wahai Blue Devil girls will be taking on the Lady Bears of Central Valley in non-conference basketball action. The Mid-Columbia Conference tonight opposing a representative from the always tough Greater Spokane League. Our pregame show this evening presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. Also want to mention that three-point field goals are presented this season by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986, the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. Our quarters tonight will be presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. And our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is wwdailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And before we go any further with our sponsor mentions, we would like to note that the Wahai Blue Devil girls are coming into tonight's game against the Central Valley Lady Bears 0-1. The Lady Blue Devils coming off a 60-36 loss on Thursday night up here in Spokane. The Lady Blue Devils were defeated by an outstanding Lewis and Clark girls basketball team. Our substitutions tonight will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They're on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Hank Wharton at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call at 509-240-3948. And we are happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. As you know, our halftime reports this season will be presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. And, of course, during our halftime show, we will have halftime statistics. They are presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And our post-game is presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And during the course of our Chevelle Construction post-game show, we feature, of course, our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics presented by the MacArthur Company, our good friends and Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt. During the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show this evening, we'll be featuring starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. Also, a Coach's Corner interview with Wahai girls basketball coach Mike Clark. Coming up next, a player profile interview with Wahai senior Corinne Haynes. We'll have that conversation for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice on your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by Corinne Haynes for our player profile interview this time around. And Corinne, let's first talk about this year. Can you believe it? Your senior year at Walla Walla High School. And as we're conducting this interview, we're into the second week of practice sessions. You have been sidelined, unfortunately. What exactly is going on health-wise?
So I've had knee problems for a few years now, so we just decided that it was a good time to deal with it. So I got a fat pad debridement surgery 2 weeks ago now, and it's going really well, and I'm super hopeful to be back for a good chunk of the season.
Well, that sounds great. That is certainly great news for you and certainly great news for Blue Devil Nation without question. But as we look back on the contributions you have made to the girls' basketball program, you might not be the 20-point-per-game scorer. You might not be getting 15 or 20 rebounds a game and so forth, but you have had some moments where you have shined and come up with some big, big plays. Could be a lay-in, it could be a rebound, a hustle play, something of that sort. So as you look back on what you have done leading into your senior year, do you have a particular moment or moments that stand out in your mind at all?
I think the biggest thing for me, because basketball is like not my first sport, but a huge part of it is just playing with my best friends. Like, it's been so fun to just grow relationships, meet new people, and have fun with the people I love.
Well, that sounds fantastic, and I suspect the feeling is mutual on their end as well. And as we look at this upcoming basketball season, going to be a very interesting one in light of the fact that the Blue Devils come into this season having lost 8 seniors from a season ago. So going to be on the shoulders of the likes of Corinne Hayes and others to take up the leadership role. Is that something that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I think we have a really good group of like freshmen this year. We have 5 freshmen, and they're all super hungry. They're super, they're just competitive, and they're coming in with good intensity, and it's been really fun. And the team dynamic is definitely a lot different, but it's been super fun, and yeah.
And speaking of fun, you have had your share of fun in another sports arena, if you will, and that being the soccer pitch. And talk about your love of this sport and some of the successes that you have had at Walla Walla High School.
Yeah, I love soccer, obviously. I love playing with my best friends. I know I keep saying that, but sports have really given me my best friends, so it's been super fun the last 4 years to get to play alongside all the people that love and care about me. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed being a Blue Devil the last 4 years.
And it's going to lead to a collegiate opportunity for you, I understand. You're going to be on your way to an NCAA Division II school, Western Colorado. And what is it about Western Colorado that appealed to one Corinne Hayes?
Colorado is a super beautiful state. We went there for a soccer tournament the last 2 years, and I've really enjoyed the like scenery and yeah, the like feel of it. And I really liked the coach at Western Colorado, and I went on 2 visits there, and I just really loved it. I loved the girls, I loved the environment, and it was just super fun.
And before we started this interview, you shared some images with me, and my goodness, it looks like an absolutely gorgeous place to be. The background was just phenomenal, looking at some of the young ladies that were out on the pitch, and then you look behind them and you see this just absolutely wonderful backdrop. And certainly, as you said, Colorado is a very, very beautiful state, and I know they'll be blessed to have you without question. And speaking of Western Colorado, academically, is a subject or subjects that appeal to you in terms of where you'd like to go as far as a major is concerned?
I'm going to major in psychology with the hopes of becoming a pediatric psychologist.
Well, we certainly wish you all the very, very best. Corinne Hayes, we appreciate your time very, very much. And this senior young lady has just brought to an end our player profile segment. We hope you enjoyed it. It was very enjoyable for yours truly, without question. And it was presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, where the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, Well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner. It's presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Mike Clark, the 2025-26 season is here. The long multi-month wait for Blue Devil Nation has concluded.
Yeah, we're really excited to get started. You know, it's that time of year where it's going to get cold, so it's the best place you can be is in a gym.
Without question. And speaking of question or questions, at the end of last season, people were kind of thinking, is Coach Clark going to be back? Is Coach Corum going to be back? Well, we can now say the answer is in the affirmative.
Yeah, we both decided to come back for another year, and we're looking forward to it. We have another great group of girls, fun to be around, and so we're excited to come back.
And this year's Blue Devil team goes into the season with the ranks a bit depleted from the standpoint that a season ago, the Blue Devils, if I'm not mistaken, if I recall correctly, losing eight great senior young ladies.
Yeah, we lost a lot of senior leadership and senior playing ability, but I'm really excited about our senior class this year. We have five seniors coming back. All of them were on varsity last year. Three of them, Lucy Billingsley, Bridget Boyd, and Corinne Hayes, all played quite a bit on varsity. Corinne's injured right now, so she won't be playing to start off the year. But we're excited about those three. They'll be our leaders. And then Shayla Creason and Maddie Olivares. Also saw a little time on varsity, but they know what it takes to play at the varsity level. So we're excited about our five seniors.
Yes, indeed. And as we're conducting this interview, we are into the second week of practices leading up to the 2025-26 season opener. So how are the practice sessions going?
Practices are good. You know, this is a unique varsity team because we have five seniors, one junior, and five freshmen. And so integrating five freshmen at this level, in our league is really hard. It takes a little bit more time. But they're eager to learn, they're eager to please, and they just want to get better.
And it's going to take a lot of betterment, if you will, to compete in what is always a very, very tough Mid-Columbia Conference.
Yeah, I think the league will be very good again this year. It's interesting. I think the top of the league might not be as strong, but the league all the way through will be very good. So it'll be competitive. It'll be fun, and we hope to be right in the thick of things.
And there'll be some challenges in the non-league as well.
Yeah, we kind of start off. I gave Chris Friends, our AD, a bad time because we kind of have a brutal start. We go to Lewis and Clark on the 4th of December on a Thursday, and then we go back to play CV, who won the state championship last year. We go back to play them on Saturday the 6th. So it's a tough travel schedule, but we'll get two games in and kind of see where we are.
And certainly ample opportunity for some team bonding.
Yeah, we've already started that. We've had some team get-togethers, and it's really important when the makeup of your team is like ours, where you have five seniors and five freshmen, and then the one junior. But we need to get them together off the court, and they've done a really good job. Our seniors, they're good leaders. They're good people. They're picking the freshmen up, giving them rides. They're getting together with them in social situations, and that's a credit to those girls. They're just great kids.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. In the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Central Valley High School Gymnasium in Spokane. I'm Roy Elia. The warm-up act to the Wahai girls basketball game against the Lady Bears of Central Valley unfolding on the court as we speak. A very exciting game. The Colfax Bulldogs leading the Central Valley Bear boys by a score of 62-61. There's only a second and a half to go, and let's see what happens. Launch from the backcourt is going to go awry, and Colfax has just defeated the Central Valley boys. A big, big win for the Colfax Bulldogs. Colfax 62, Central Valley 61. Now, what an exciting contest between these two boys basketball teams. It went back and forth for much of the game. Central Valley dominated early. Colfax came on strong late in the first half. Early in the second half, Central Valley came back to tie things up, and then Colfax makes a free throw with a second and a half to go, and that is the difference as Colfax comes out victorious over the host Central Valley Bears. A final score of 62-61. We will be back to Central Valley High School in Spokane and continue our Hutchins Family Farm pregame show after we step aside for a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back once again at Central Valley High School in Spokane. I'm Roy Elia. In just a few minutes, the Wahigh Blue Devil girls will be taking on the Lady Bears of Central Valley. Some great news to report as we continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show. In a contest that concluded just a few minutes ago, the Wahigh Girls Junior Varsity, an overwhelming victory over the Baby Bears of Central Valley. Wahigh winning the Junior Varsity game by a final score of 51-6. We also want to take this opportunity to congratulate Coach Spencer Hessler and his Wahigh boys basketball team making the long trek last night to Wenatchee, and the Blue Devils rewarded with a 65-39 victory over the Panthers to level their early 2025-26 season record at 1-1. We will continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show from Central Valley High School in Spokane after we take another 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's
529-9700. Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Central Valley High School Gymnasium in Spokane, I'm Roy Elia, bringing you Wahigh girls basketball on this Saturday night right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Going to think long-term for it just a moment. The Blue Devil boys and girls will be opening Mid-Columbia Conference play next weekend. The teams will be at Chiawana on Friday and then host Hanford a week from tonight. Airtime next Friday from the Chiawana High Gym in Pasco will be 5:15 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The girls' game is scheduled to tip off at 5:45, followed by the boys' contest at 7:30. And then on Saturday, a bit of matinee action for you from the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium when the Blue Devils host the Hanford Falcons. The girls' game scheduled to start at 3:15 next Saturday. The boys' contest at 5 o'clock, and we will plan to take the air at 2:45 next Saturday afternoon right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And we will continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show from Central Valley High School in Spokane after we take another three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis, too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Central Valley High School Gymnasium in Spokane, Roy Elia bringing you Wahigh girls basketball on this Saturday evening. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls about to take on the Lady Bears of Central Valley. We now continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups. They are presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Wahigh Lady Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark. Molly Franklin will start at guard. She is 5 feet 5 inches tall and a freshman. Kayla Creason will start at guard. She is 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Lucy Billingsley will start at guard. She is 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Delilah Franzen will begin the game at a guard slash post. She is 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. Rounding out the Wahigh starting lineup tonight, Bridget Boyd, 5 feet 9 inches tall, and a senior guard. For the Central Valley Lady Bears, their starting lineup, as announced by head coach Jason Wilson, Gracie Lanfear will start at guard, 5 feet 7 inches tall, and a senior. Micaiah Van Geistel at guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall, and a junior. Aspen Henry at guard, 5 feet 8 inches tall, and a senior. Ainsley Carlson at guard, 5 feet 8 inches tall and a freshman, and Olivia Hachkowski at guard, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a sophomore. Those are the starting lineups. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. That'll do it for our pregame show this evening. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And we will be back for the start of this non-conference basketball game after we step aside for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And our first quarter this evening going to be presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete, Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. We're going to get underway at or around 7:10 on this Saturday evening. And again, we want to congratulate the Wahigh Girls Junior Varsity for a big win over the Lady Bears of Central Valley. 51-6 was the final score of that contest. We again want to congratulate Wahigh Boys Basketball Coach Spencer Hessler and his Blue Devils, who struck to North Central Washington last evening and defeated the Wenatchee Panthers in a non-conference game, pitting the Mid-Columbia Conference against the Columbia Basin Big Nine Conference. Final score of that game, Wahigh 65 and Wenatchee 39. And a familiar face here in Spokane. You recall Peyton Bergevin? She played for the Blue Devils, and she is now an assistant coach here at Central Valley High School. Knew that she was living in the Coeur d'Alene area, but now she and her fiancé making their home here in Spokane. Great to see her, and great to see her family, her parents, Stacy and Alexis Bergevin, in attendance here tonight. And great to see them without question. So we are set and ready to go, and Delilah Franson will be jumping center for the Blue Devils. And she will be posed in the center circle by Espen Henry of Central Valley. Officials are set. Teams are set. Scorer's bench is set. And we are set. And this contest is underway, and the tip controlled by the Blue Devils, and we are underway. Lucy Billingsley with the basketball. Central Valley opening up in a lady-to-lady defense. Billingsley will advance it to the high post. The ball is knocked away. It's going to be taken by Central Valley. Advance into the front court. And then the ball is going to be bounced off of the sneaker of Ainsley Carlson and out of bounds as the Bears attempted to advance in transition. So back-to-back turnovers on the first sequence of this contest. Lucy Billingsley with the basketball. Bounce it high post to Franson. Franson at the free throw line. On the far side to Franklin. Spin move by Franklin, off to Billingsley at the top of the key extended, and she will travel with the basketball and give the ball back to Central Valley. Lady Bears to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline in backcourt. Ball comes in to Patskowski. Patskowski in the lane. Gets it off to Van Dijstel. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Ball on the near side to Henry. Now it is up top to Van Geistel. Back on the near side to Henry. Have an official and a coach standing in front of me, so please bear with me as the shot clock makes its way to 4-3. Central Valley still in possession. Shot from the far side. Going to be an air ball. It's going to be put back up and good, but it will not count. Shot clock violation. A good defensive sequence by the Blue Devils. An air ball far side by Van Geistel. There for the putback was Henry, but her putback too late, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. We're just over a minute into the opening quarter. We are scoreless. And delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Saturday night right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Lucy Billingsley far side will drive into the lane and score! A runner on the part of Lucy Billingsley. And it gives the Blue Devils an early 2-0 advantage. Here is Central Valley. Here is a jumper from the free throw line. Off the back of the rim, no good for Patchkowski. Blue Devils come the other way. Bridget Boyd far side. She will drive. She will shoot and miss it. Rebound comes off to Franklin. Franklin down in the low block. Has the ball taken away by Carlson. Patchkowski in possession of the basketball now for Central Valley. Drives around Franson. Picked up by Creason. Now she is double teamed out of the low block. Puts one up and missed it. Rebound off to Creason. Sporting the pink shoes tonight. Billingsley on the near side to Franson. Franson on the wing. Creason. Creason with a basketball. Pass inside. Looking for Franklin. Bounce it far side. Boyd. Baseline jumper off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Central Valley. Good. Strong rebound on the part of Carlson.
Here's a pass on the far side, going to go through the hands of Henry, far side, and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in backcourt. 2-0 the Blue Devils, 5:48 remaining to be played in the first quarter. High praise. Blue Devil assistant coach, Hebrew Ingram, led the Blue Devils to a JV victory earlier this evening over CV, 51-6. Branson down on the low block, bouncing inside, the ball off the shins of Bridget Boyden, out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn it over on a bad pass. We are 2.5 minutes in to this opening quarter. Blue Devils 2, Central Valley, no score. Tachkowski with the basketball. Goes around a pick. Picked up in a switch by Franklin. Ball handed off far side Van Geistel. Now it's up top to Henry. Henry swinging in the near corner. Now it's up top for a three on the way. That's going to be an air ball and go out of bounds. That air ball delivered by Tachkowski. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 5:07 remaining to be played in the first quarter. Another empty possession for the Lady Bears. Lucy Billingsley on the dribble out of the backcourt. Coach, please don't get in my way. Billingsley out front has not get rid of the basketball and does so to Bridget Boyd. Boyd, far side, has the ball knocked away and out of bounds, and it will be Blue Devil basketball. A nice knock away on the far side by Carlson, and the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline. Far side, free throw line extended, front court. Boyd gets it into Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane. Runner by Lucy is off the back of the rim. Dances around and falls in. Lucy Billingsley gives the Blue Devils a 4-0 advantage. 4:38 and counting. The clock needs... Oh, there we go. Thought the clock was stopped for just a moment as Central Valley comes the other way and gets a deuce. Their first two of the ball game. And that was recorded by Tachkowski. It's a 4-2 ball game. A long three out front by Boyd is off the glass. And Tachkowski with a rebound. Here's a pass on the near side. In the near corner, it's Henry. She'll try for three. And she'll hit nothing but glass. And the rebound off to Franson. Delilah with a basketball. Into the front court. Near side against Tachkowski. Now it's on the near side. Franklin. Bounce it back to Franson. On the wing to Creason. And we're going to have a turnover on the Blue Devils. A travel on the Blue Devils. And a substitution for the Blue Devils. A zip zone Conoco substitution. Into the ball game is a lawyer, Edward Jones. Hank Wharton, scoreboard update as we pass the midway point of this first quarter. Wahai 4, Central Valley with 2. Here's Tachkowski near side. Jumper on the way is up and good. Nothing but net for Tachkowski in deep on the left-hand side. And we are tied at 4-4. Near side with a basketball is Lawyer. Off to Bridget Boyd. Bridgie driving near side Lawyer. Lawyer, far side, Creason. Shot on the way by Creason, nothing but glass. Hustles in for a rebound and scores! Just the way they drew it up, right? Throw it hard off the glass, follow your own shot, make the lay-in. 6-4 the Blue Devils, 3:22 and counting the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Near side with a basketball, shot put up by Langfair is no good. Tough luck from the near side. Rebound off to Creason. Now it's Bridget Boyd in possession for the Blue Devils. Loops it inside. A bad pass. Going to be knocked away by Lanfear and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils will retain. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Chris Ochoa into the contest for the Lady Bears. The Blue Devils inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Front court. Near side. Here is Boyd for three. Off a pass from Delilah Franson. And the tray is realized near side by Bridget Boyd. Holy Toledo. 9-4 the Blue Devils. Here's a shot inside by Tachkowski just inside the free throw line that dances around the rim and finds its way into the basket. 9-6 the Blue Devils. 2:42 and counting the time remaining to be played in the first quarter of this non-conference basketball game. Billingsley into the lane, throws up a runner. It skids off the rim and the rebound off to Tachkowski. Tachkowski into the front court on the dribble. Picked up by Delilah Franson. Gets it on the near side to Carlson. Near corner Ochoa, up top Tachkowski, on the far side to Henry. Henry will try a long three far side, and it's nothing but net for Henry from the far wing. And we are tied at 9. You see Billingsley with a basketball. Now it is Lawyer on the dribble between the rings. Pass inside, knocked away by Ochoa and taken by Pashkowski. Blue Devils turn it over. Here's a pass on the near side. Blocking foul going to be called on the Blue Devils first. And that is the first foul of the game against the Blue Devils. And it is called on Lawyer. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Franklin re-enters. Coming in for the first time is number 14. Who is number 14? We don't have a number 14 on our roster. It is Hand. Okay. Lainey Hand. Listed on the roster as number 2, but she's wearing number 14 in this ball game. Shot from the near side by Central Valley. Missed. Rebound comes off to the Blue Devils. Blue Devils in transition. Here is a crossover move by Billingsley for two. Low post right side. Billingsley with the crossover goes to the left hand and puts the ball up and in off the glass. And the Blue Devils lead 11-9. A minute and a half in counting time remaining first quarter. There's a knockaway by the Blue Devils. Into the front court comes Bridget Boyd. And in transition, she will score after getting a lead pass from Hand. Hand had a hand on that basket. Here's a three from the far corner. Around and off, no good. A heartbreak for Ochoa. Billingsley gets the rebound, has it knocked away. Here's a shot just inside the free throw line that is missed by Central Valley. Loose ball on the deck, and alertly Boyd gets it off to Hand and now to Billingsley. And Billingsley is going to be harassed and fouled, bodied and fouled on the near side by Lamphere of Central Valley. And that's the first foul in the game on the Bears. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Delilah Franson into the ball game, and she'll replace Lucy Billingsley. Blue Devils with one. Bruce Reed three here in the first quarter. The Bears likewise with one tray here in period number one. We're now in the final minute. Time remaining first quarter. 13-9 the Blue Devils. Franson pass inside for Hand. Hand lost the basketball, was unable to handle the ball, and the ball is going to be taken by Central Valley. Pashkowski will loop it on the far side to Ochoa. On the wing, Lamphere for three. It's short, and the rebound comes off. Taken by the Blue Devils, taken by Lawyer. That's on the far side to Boyd. Shot from the far wing is no good. She follows her own shot. Left-handed lay-in is up and good! Reggie Boyd, 5 points in the game. And the Blue Devils up 6, 15-9, 23 seconds and counting the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Lamphere with a basketball on the dribble. Gets it up top to Henry. Henry with a basketball. Shot clock is off. Down to 10 seconds. Down to 8. Down to 7. Far side Henry. Pass in the far corner. A grabbing foul is going to be called. The pass was picked off by Franzen. But a foul is called. A grabbing foul on Bridget Boyd of the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Creason re-enters for the Blue Devils, and in for Central Valley is Jane Thompson. She is in for Henry. Central Valley inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank sideline far side. Here is Pashkowski driving, throws up a runner. It's in, and a foul is going to be called. A bodying foul is going to be called on Delilah Franzen of the Blue Devils. Her first and the team's third. And Pashkowski will step to the free throw line looking to complete a three-point play. And what a fine first quarter for Pashkowski. Thus far with 8 points here in period number one to keep the Lady Bears close. Free throw in the air. The Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is up and good. And here at the end of the first quarter, well, clock hit triple zero for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why they started the clock after the made free throw. They made the free throw, and I think the Blue Devils just have to inbound the ball, and that, in fact, will be the end of the first quarter. Now they're going to put 3 seconds on the clock, okay? A little bit of confusion, as my late broadcast partner, Bud Bowman, used to say, a little bit of defugality going on. Blue Devils, play is resumed. I think we'll be inbounding in the backcourt. Central Valley is going to pick up in the backcourt. 15-12 in favor of the Blue Devils. Pashkowski with 9 points in the game thus far. She's the leading scorer in the game. Lucy Billingsley leading the Blue Devils with a half dozen. And now there is a discussion at the scorer's bench here.
Okay, so Weber is number
there was a number 14, was not on the roster. It is Lainey Hand, but she was listed in the book as a number 2, or as number 2, I should say, and I wonder if that might assess a technical foul. It might go as a technical foul on the Blue Devils because Lainey Hand was listed in the scorebook as number 2, but she's wearing number 14. That's why I made the comment a moment ago when I said there was no number 14 on the roster. Hopefully this situation will be resolved. 15-12, the Blue Devils. Now they change it from 3 seconds to 3/10 of a second remaining to be played in the first quarter. So the discussion continuing here at courtside. We will tell you that Creason has a couple of points for the Blue Devils. Lucy Billingsley with a half dozen. Bridget Boyd with 5. I might have to do some double checking because, let's see, Franzen. Let's see, Boyd has 7 points in the game. I beg your pardon. Well, I believe a technical foul is going to be assessed to the Blue Devils because Lainey Hand was listed in the scorebook as number 2. She's wearing number 14. And the discussion continuing. So the official explaining things to head coach Mike Clark right in front of our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. And I have to admit, I had Lainey Hand listed as number 2, but she is wearing number 14, so that snafu is going to mean a technical foul on the Blue Devil bench. And Central Valley with a chance to get a couple of cheap freebies here as Lamphere steps to the free throw line. Technical foul on the Blue Devils. And after that delay, we will have free throws. 3/10 of a second remaining to be played in the first quarter. Blue Devils up 15-12. The shot by Dan Fear is up and good. So that snafu is allowing Central Valley to get closer. And Lane Fear makes both free throws. So now the Blue Devils will inbound with 3/10 of a second remaining to be played in the first quarter. Creason to inbound on the Washington Trust baseline in backcourt. And Central Valley will pick up in backcourt. Just get the ball in and it'll be the end of the quarter. And after that long delay, we're back to play for 3/10 of a second. The ball inbounded to Hand. And here at the end of the first quarter, Wahai 15, Central Valley 14. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Our second quarter presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The first quarter scoreboard update was presented by our good friend, Hank Warden at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call at 509-240-3948. As we commence play here in the second quarter, a drive by Henry from the near wing, and she is fouled on the play. She is fouled by Bridget Boyd. And stepping to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws is Henry. First one,
doink!
Off the back of the rim, no good. Henry had 3 points in the first quarter on a three-point field goal. Looking to tie the game here. 14 seconds gone in the second quarter. 15-14, the Blue Devils. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw settles in, and we're tied at 15. Central Valley going to go with a 1-2-2 three-quarter court press broken by the Blue Devils. Here is Billingsley, far side, off to Boyd. Three from the far wing. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected once, twice. Saved inbounds by Creason. The ball is loose in the lane, taken by Pachkowski. Here comes Central Valley. Pachkowski far side with a basketball. On the near side to Carlson. Gets it in the near corner to Henry for three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound far side, run down by Lamphere. Down the near side, here's a three on the way by Carlson. It is no good. There for the follow, and blowing it is Henry. Another offensive rebound for Central Valley, taken by Ochoa, and we're going to have a three-second violation call. It wasn't Ochoa, I beg your pardon. It was Van Geistel getting that offensive rebound. She is called for three in the key. Tough break for Central Valley. Good fortune for the Blue Devils, and the ball back to Wahai. The score tied at 15-15. Bridget Boyd. Far side, bounce pass inside, a bad pass taken by Carlson. Not really a steal because the pass was right to her. Here is Pachkowski the other way. She'll lay the ball up and in, and she is fouled. Blue Devils made multiple zip zone Conoco substitutions during the timeout. And that last foul was called on Franklin. That is her first. And at the free throw line, Pachkowski looking to complete a three-point play with a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. It's off the back of the rim, no good, and Creason claims the rebound. Creason front court on the dribble. Advances near wing. Bounce passing side for Boyd. Boyd on the far side to Franklin. Up top to Billingsley. Billingsley on the far side driving. Left-handed lay it up and good! Lucy Billingsley, 8 points. A team high. And we're tied at 17 with a minute and a half gone in the second quarter. Pachkowski in the lane. Puts one up and misses it off the back of the rim. Rebound off to Creason. Far side to Billingsley. Billingsley with a basketball. The top of the key extended. Picked up by Pachkowski. Billingsley bounces it high post to Boyd. Central Valley still in the lady-to-lady defense. Bounce pass inside. A bad pass taken by Pachkowski. On the far side, it goes to Lamphere. She'll drive for a lay-in and blow it far side. Offensive rebound and a putback. No good for Carlson. And the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. Here is Bridget Boyd. Boyd off to Billingsley. Billingsley at the free throw line. And she is going to lose the basketball. Lost it to the near side. It's going to be tied up. No, Billingsley's going to come up with it. Put it up and miss it in deep on the right-hand side. And the rebound comes off to Central Valley, taken by Van Geistel. Here's Pachkowski on the near side to Carlson. Back up top, Pachkowski. Long three straight away. In and out, a heartbreak, and the rebound comes off to Bridget Boyd. We are tied at 17, just inside of 5.5 minutes remaining to be played in the second quarter of this non-conference girls basketball game. Billingsley with a basketball for the Blue Devils against Central Valley's lady-to-lady defense. She is picked up out front by Lamphere. Bounce pass high post to Franzen. Delilah Franzen drives near her side, and she will lose the ball out of bounds. Tough break for the Blue Devils because it was a strong drive on the part of Delilah Franzen. Central Valley gets the basketball back. The Blue Devils going with Franklin, Creason, Franzen, Boyd, and Billingsley. And now a zip zone Conoco substitution. Lawyer re-enters the Wahai lineup. And Central Valley in possession of the basketball. Coming up on 3 minutes gone by in the second quarter. And we are tied at 17. Pachkowski with a basketball. That's on the near side. My view is obstructed. Can't tell you who it is. It is Henry. Her three from the near side is up and no good. Offensive rebound taken by Central Valley. Up top, here is Henry for three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. And a strong rebound by Lawyer. Lawyer on the far side to Billingsley. Billingsley front court, far side, in deep on the left-hand side. Guarded well by Lamphere. Gets it up top. A three on the way by Franklin. Is off the rim, no good. And a nice block out near side by Henry. She gets the rebound off to Pachkowski. Pachkowski into the front court for Central Valley. Pachkowski will drive into the lane, go all the way, and score! She has a baker's dozen, and Central Valley leads 19-17. 4:13 and counting left in the second quarter. Here's a bounce pass near side, an errant pass, but it's taken by Franklin. Top of the key jumper, it skids off the rim, no good, and the rebound up to Henry. Now to Pachkowski. Pachkowski into the front court on the near side to Henry. Henry baseballs it in the near corner for a three on the way. Does nothing but net for Carlson. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 3:50 remaining to be played in the second quarter. Central Valley 22, Wahigh 17, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Your Edward Jones, Hank Wharton scoreboard update with 3:50 remaining in the second quarter. Central Valley 22, Wahigh 17. The scoreboard update presented by our good friend Hank Wharton at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call, 509-240-3948. The timeout period is over. Central Valley with the upper hand by a 5-point spread, 22-17. Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust baseline in backcourt. Bridget Boyd gets it into Franklin. Middle of the floor to Franzen. Far side to Lawyer. Pass from the far side, going to be deflected and taken by Henry. The Blue Devils get careless and turn the basketball over. Here is Henry on the near side. Pachkowski, a three on the way. Missed it. Too strong. Henry is there for the offensive rebound as the Blue Devils play spectator. There is Pachkowski with a basketball. Into the lane she goes. Near side to Henry. On the wing, Lang Fair, a three on the way. And that one is good. And suddenly it's an 8-point spread. 25-17 in favor of Central Valley. Bridget Boyd with a basketball. Bounce it on the far side, stolen by Pachkowski. Pachkowski will go in and lay the ball up and in. Blue Devils get sloppy, and it cost them 2 points. 27-17 in favor of Central Valley. Pass on the near side for Franklin. The ball goes off her hands and out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn it over yet again. Blue Devils a little out of control. Now trail by 10, and we have another timeout called by the Blue Devils with 2:55 remaining in the second quarter. It's now Central Valley 27, Wahigh 17. It's a 30-second timeout, and we will keep it right here. Once again, we would like to remind you on March the 28th, the Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. 5 o'clock is the start time. 6 o'clock, dinner time at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. You can get more information on the 2026 Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction by contacting Walla Walla High School or a member of Big Blue Boosters. Now, the Blue Devils got off to a promising start here tonight, but that promise has turned to worry. They trail 27-17 with 2 minutes and 55 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. For this non-conference basketball game pitting the Mid-Columbia Conference against the always tough Greater Spokane League. Out of the timeout period, Central possesses the basketball. Pachkowski, near side, gets it in the near corner. Lanfear for three. And that one's off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound taken by Central Valley. A putback no good for Van Geistel. And the Blue Devils go the other way. Boyd on the far side. Here's a jumper put up by Franklin. It's an air ball. Ball knocked out of bounds by Central Valley, knocked out of bounds by Van Geistel, and the Blue Devils will retain with 22 seconds on the shot clock. Zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Creason is back for Franklin. And the Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Lucy Billingsley to do the honors. looking for a breaking teammate. Bounces it in for Boyd. Boyd in the lane. Nice move around Van Geistel, but can't score off the glass. The rebound off to Pachkowski. Pachkowski loops it on the far side to Henry on the baseline. Henry up top, Pachkowski. Swing it near side to Lamphere. Back up puck to Pachkowski. 17 seconds on the shot clock. 27-17 Central Valley. 2:07 and counting left in the second quarter. Shot straight away by Pachkowski is off the mark. And the rebound comes off the Lawyer of the Blue Devils. Lawyer with the basketball. Off to Billingsley. Billingsley closely guarded out front by Lamphere. Bounce at high post to Boyd. Backdoor pass inside. Lane put up and missed by Lawyer. And the rebound off to Pachkowski. And Pachkowski is going to be grabbed and fouled after claiming the rebound. She is fouled by Creason. And Central Valley will inbound on the Washington Trust baseline in backcourt. Here comes Pachkowski. Had herself a nice first half. 15 points in half number one for Pachkowski. Round a pick out front, gets it inside on the pick and roll to Henry. Henry lays the ball up and in. 29-17 in favor of Central Valley. Blue Devils in the backcourt. Boyd far side. Going to drive far side. Lay it up. Miss it. Rebound off to Billingsley. Put back far side. Missed it. Rebound off to Pachkowski, and she is going to be tied up in the lane, but they're going to call a foul, a reach-in foul on the Blue Devils with 1:12 remaining in the second quarter, and it's going to be called on Creason. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, hand re-enters for Bridget Boyd. Another Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Franklin is back for Lawyer and in for Central Valley. Re-entering is Thompson, and she is in for Van Geistel. Slowly out of the backcourt on the dribble is Pachkowski for Central Valley. On a pick out front by Henry. Franzen stays with her, cuts her off. Thompson in the far corner to Ochoa. Ochoa is cut off on the far baseline. Pass up top is deflected into the backcourt by Billingsley. Going to be recovered by Lamphere. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Henry passing the near side to Pachkowski. Pachkowski will drive into the lane, throw up a runner and miss it off the front of the rim, and the rebound off to Franzen. Blue Devils come the other way after the empty Central Valley possession. The Blue Devils just 2 points here in the second quarter, trail 29-17. Here is Hand into the lane. Hand loses the ball out of bounds after getting around Thompson, and the Blue Devils turn it over. 31 seconds remaining in period number two. 29-17 in favor of Central Valley. Here comes Pachkowski, ever so slowly on the dribble. About a 1 second differential between the game clock and the shot clock, and it makes sense because there were 31 seconds left in the second quarter when Central Valley inbounded the basketball. Down to 8 seconds. Here is Pachkowski. Stopping on the far side and knocking down a jumper just off high post right side. And that's going to do it for the first half. And here at the halftime, well, play stopped for some reason. They heard a buzzer from the court behind us. Yeah, they're going to say it is halftime, even though the clock shows 2/10 of a second. And here at the halftime, Central Valley 31, Wahai 17. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a 2-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is three times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small town friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Central Valley High School Gymnasium in Spokane. I'm Roy Elia. It is halftime. The Central Valley Lady Bears leading the Wahigh Lady Blue Devils here at the halftime break, 31-17. Our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And again, our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The scoring in the first half, first for Central Valley. Then Fear with 5, Henry 6, Carlson at 3, Pachkowski with 17 in the opening half. Central Valley, 12 first half field goals, 3 from three-point range. Central Valley was 4-for-6 in the first half, and Central Valley was called for only one foul in the first half of this ball game. For the Blue Devils, Shayla Creason with 2 points, Lucy Billingsley with 8, Bridget Boyd with 7. The Blue Devils with 8 field goals in the first half, 1 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils did not attempt a free throw in the first half of play, and the Blue Devils were called for 7 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Central Valley 31, Wahigh 17. We'll continue our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. the Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at Central Valley High School in Spokane, I'm Roy Elia reporting Wahai girls basketball on this Saturday night. The Wahai Blue Devil girls scoring just 2 points in the second quarter of what was a competitive contest through one quarter. The Blue Devils trailing at Central Valley here at the halftime break by a score of 31-17. Central Valley outscoring the Blue Devils in the second quarter 17-2. We now continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by telling you once again that we will have Mid-Columbia Conference basketball for you next weekend. The Wahai boys and girls basketball team will be at Chiawana on Friday and host Hanford on Saturday. Airtime on Friday from Chiawana High School in Pasco will be 5:15. The girls' game is scheduled to tip off at 5:45, followed by the boys' game at 7:30. And then on Saturday, when the Blue Devils host Hanford, there will be a matinee, late afternoon and early evening basketball for you on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The girls' game scheduled to tip off next Saturday at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock, and we will plan to take the air next Saturday afternoon at 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. That's going to do it for our halftime report. It was sponsored by our good friend Phil Wasser, a land title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find land title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Central Valley 31, Wahai 17. We'll be back with second half action from Spokane after we step aside for a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at Central Valley High School in Spokane, I'm Roy Elia, just about ready to start the second half of this non-conference girls basketball game between Wahai and Central Valley. Central Valley with the upper hand, leading the Blue Devils by a score of 31-17. The ball is soon to be inbounded along the Washington Trust Bank sideline at far side. Blue Devils start the second half with Franklin and Billingsley and Creason and Franzen and Boyd. The Blue Devils will inbound to begin the second half of this contest. Bridget Boyd will inbound. Central Valley will not put up any resistance on the out-of-bounds pass. And we are set and ready to go, I believe. And we are. After a 3 or 4 second delay. Pass from the far side to Billingsley. Billingsley off to Franklin. Far side to Billingsley. Made the rings to Franzen against Pachkowski. Far side Boyd. Three on the way by Bridgie. Is off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound comes off to Central Valley. It was taken by Carlson. Far side Henry. Now it's up top Pachkowski. Pachkowski will drive down the far side. Throw up runner off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley collecting the rebound. And she'll drive all the way. She'll throw it up off the glass and good! Lucy Billingsley putting the pedal to the metal, making it a 31-19 ball game in favor of Central Valley. Lamphere on the near side to Henry. Blue Devils in a lady-to-lady defense. Henry pass near side, attended on the near side, but it's taken by Boyd. Boyd in the near corner to Franklin. Bounces it on the wing to Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley has the ball knocked away by Lamphere, recovers near side. Lamphere on her very, very closely. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Being dogged, being harassed, being double teamed, and losing the ball. Pachkowski ripped it away from her. Will go to the other end. Going to take it coast to coast. Has her shot partially blocked by Franzen. Loose ball comes off to the Blue Devils. Franklin on the far side to Boyd. Boyd is going to take it all the way, and Boyd will put it up no good off the back of the rim, but she is fouled. Fouled on the play by Henry of Central Valley. And Bridget Boyd to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Bridgie with 7 first quarter points in the game. She now has 8 in the contest. And it's now a 31-20 ball game in favor of Central Valley with 6:34 remaining to be played in the third quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Boyd is drained. And the Blue Devils now trail by 12. 31-21. I apologize for being just a bit mathematically challenged just a moment ago. Pachkowski gets it up top to Lamphere against Lucy Billingsley. Passing the near side to Henry. Henry up top, Pachkowski. Pachkowski, one dribble top of the key. Now it's up top, Carlson. Pachkowski on the far side will dribble to the top of the key, put it up off the glass and good as the shot clock expires. And even she was a bit embarrassed by that shot attempt. With that three-point field goal, the first in the half for Central Valley as Boyd drives to the other end. She cannot score, but she is fouled. That foul is called a Lamphere. Lamphere with the foul. Well, they're going to say that last bucket was a two-point field goal. Pachkowski with an early Christmas present as Bridget Boyd misses the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Ochoa re-enters for Central Valley, a zip zone Conoco substitution. She is in for Henry with 5:50 remaining in the third quarter. Central Valley 33, Wahai 21. Another attempt for Bridget Boyd. It is up, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound deflected by Franzen. Taken by Creason. Creason is double-teamed. Bounce pass Boyd. Boyd into the lane. Gets it on the near side for a short one that's up and no good for Franzen. And deep on the left-hand side. Pachkowski with the rebound. Has the ball knocked away, and she is tied up in the backcourt. Franzen and Creason with the attempted thievery. Held ball is called. Central Valley will retain on the alternating possession. And will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline near side, just to the right of our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location, courtside here at the Central Valley High Gym. Just inside of 5.5 minutes remaining to be played in the third quarter. Pachkowski has the ball knocked away, recovers, gets it on the near side. Back up top to Pachkowski. Pachkowski, spin move to the free throw line, gets it on the near side for a jumper by Van Geistel that is no good. And the rebound is off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley will pass on the near side for Boyd. Boyd looks to drive around Van Geistel, and then she is picked up on the baseline. She is picked up, bodied, and fouled by Pachkowski. Now the foul is going to be on Van Geistel. And that will mean more Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Central Valley had one foul in the entire first half. They have 3 here in the third quarter, a quarter that is not quite 3 minutes old. Bridget Boyd to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind freebies. Blue Devils trailing by 12, 33-21. Free throw by Bridgie. Good. She is in double figures. A team high 10 points for the Blue Devils. Second attempt upcoming for Bridget Boyd. Southpaw dribbles once, buys the hoop, free throw in the air, it's around and in. She got it. Bridget Boyd with 11 in the game, and the Blue Devils to within 10, 33-23. Kaczkowski with a basketball. On the dribble out front. And a bit of a lame pick by Ochoa. Gets it up top to Carlson. Far side, Kaczkowski. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Kaczkowski far side. Up top, Van Geistel. Back to Kaczkowski. She was a bit lackadaisical as she accepted the pass. The ball goes off of her sneaker. Goes into the backcourt. She claims it. And an over and back is called on Central Valley. And we have a timeout called by Central Valley. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Lawyer will re-enter after the timeout period. 4:40 remaining at third quarter. Central Valley 33 and Wahai 23, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Your Edward Jones, Hank Warden scoreboard update. Central Valley 33, Wahai 23, 4:40 remaining to be played in the third quarter. Scoreboard update presented by our good friend Hank Warden at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call at 509-240-3948. The Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust baseline. Far side. Ball to be inbounded by Bridget Boyd. High post, Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley far side. Gets it up top to Franklin. Far side, Lawyer. Up top to Franklin. Far side to Boyd. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Three in the way by Bridgie far side is no good. Kaczkowski with a rebound. Pass on the near side to Carlson. Carlson will drive into the lane. Up top, Kaczkowski. Long three on the way. Not close. But the offensive rebound taken by Central Valley. Land put up and missed by Henry after accepting a pass from the far side by Lane Fear. And a foul is called on the Blue Devils. It is called on Franzen. That's the Blue Devils' first of the second half. The second on Delilah. And it will mean Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Henry. Her first one is up and good. Henry, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution during the last timeout period. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is up, and this one is good too. 35-23 in favor of Central Valley. 1-2-2 zone press by the Bears. Boyd will bounce it in the middle of the floor, and the ball is knocked away and taken by Central Valley. Pass into the front court to Carlson. She'll lay the ball up and in off an assist by Henry. So Carlson scores, and it's 37-23 in favor of Central Valley. Billingsley far side is double-teamed. Needs help. Coach Clark asks for a timeout. With 3:46 remaining in the third quarter. Going to be a 30-second timeout. Central Valley 37, Wahai 23, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Pink Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Central Valley High School in Spokane. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. 3:46 remaining in the third quarter. Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Central Valley Lady Bears 37-23. Branson, far side Boyd, a three on the way by Bridgie, is off the glass, and the rebound off to Pachkowski. Too much oof on that one for Bridget Boyd. Pachkowski near side against Franson. Goes into the lane. Throws up a left-hander. It's no good. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. And it will be Central Valley basketball. The Bears inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Carlson looks to get it in. Does so on the near wing to Henry. Near corner to Carlson. Now it's Pachkowski with a basketball. Near side. Between the rings, Ochoa on the far side, Lamphere. She'll get it up top to Carlson. Carlson will drive into the lane, throw up a runner that's good. 7 in the game for Carlson, and it's a 16-point spread, 39-23 Central Valley. Bridget Boyd with a basketball. Bounce it near side to Franklin. Now to Boyd. Jumper on the way by Bridgie from the top of the key is no good. Long rebound is taken by Franklin. Throws one up near side. A wild shot. It's nothing but air. Pachkowski with a rebound. Pass on the side. Three on the way by Lamphere is off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Billingsley. And Lucy Billingsley is going to be bumped and fouled in the backcourt. Fouled by Henry of Central Valley. That is four team fouls in the quarter on Central Valley. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Back into the ball game is Ann Geistel, and she replaces Lamphere. Here is Franklin with a basketball for the Blue Devils. Stops at midcourt. Bounce it in the front court to Billingsley. Billingsley will drive near side. Left-handed lay-in is no good. And the rebound off to Henry. Near side, Pachkowski. Pachkowski on the near side. Gets it back on the near side from Van Geistel. In the far corner, it's Ochoa to the wing. Now to Pachkowski. Pachkowski driving on the far side. Puts up a jumper. It's going to be short. Rebound going to be taken by Franklin. Almost tied up by Pachkowski. Gets the ball on the far side to Billingsley. She is double, triple teamed on the far side. And the held ball is going to be called. And the Blue Devils will keep it on the alternating possession. Blue Devils to retain with 25 seconds on the shot clock. 39-23 in favor of Central Valley. 2:12 left in the third quarter. Far corner, here is Billingsley. Started by Ochoa. Gets by Ochoa. Puts it up off the glass and off the iron. Rebound off to Franzen. Her putback is no good. Gets it back in the lane. Dribbles to the far side. Gets it on the wing to Billingsley. Lucy on the near side to Lawyer. Lawyer will drive near side, and she's going to be bumped and fouled by Ochoa. And that's going to mean Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Lawyer. Steps to the stripe. 5'4 freshman guard. First free throw misses off the front of the rim. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Creason back for the Blue Devils, and in replaces Lucy Billingsley with 1:57 left in period number three. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Lawyer is in and out. The rebound off to Henry. Now to Pachkowski. Pachkowski into the front court. Spin move off to Henry. Back to Pachkowski. Free out front. Off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound deflected by Central Valley. Taken by Bridget Boyd. Boyd will pass on the near side to Franklin. Franklin off to Bridget Boyd. Boyd to Lawyer. Lawyer between the rings. Pass inside for Franzen. One bounce. And then she lays the ball up and in. Going around Van Geistel. Delilah Franzen with the deuce. And it's 39-25 Central Valley. 1:18 and counting the time remaining to be played in the third quarter. Henry into the lane, almost tied up by Lawyer, but she gets the ball off to Carlson. Spin move in the lane, and she is tied up by Boyd. And a held ball is going to be called. Alternating possession, however, favors Central Valley. But a nice play nonetheless. Lanphier, zip zone Conoco substitution for Central Valley. She replaces Carlson. 17 seconds on the shot clock, 1:10 on the game clock. 39-25 at Central Valley. Pass in for Henry. Henry at the high post. Lost the ball. It's recovered, however, by Geistel. Now it's Pachkowski on the far side to Ochoa. Ochoa, sub talk to Van Geistel. Geistel on the near side to Henry, and we're going to have a foul called away from the ball with 3 seconds on the shot clock. Tough break for the Blue Devils. That foul is called on Lawyer of the Blue Devils. And a substitution for the Blue Devils, a zip zone Conoco substitution. Maddie Olivares in for the first time, and she'll replace Franzen with 57 seconds left in the third quarter. At Geistel, up top to Henry. Henry with a basketball, guarded by Franklin. Near side, Hatchkowski. Playing the rings, it's Ochoa. Near side, Van Geistel. Near corner to Pachkowski. Plenty of time on the shot clock. 15 and counting. Here's Lanphier on the near side. Pachkowski into the lane. Spin move on Boyd. Shot over Boyd. Rattles home. She has 21 points in the ball game. 41-25 Central Valley. Near side with the basketball is Lawyer. Lawyer against Henry. Near wing, Creason. Hands it off for Boyd. Boyd near side, three on the way. Yes, ma'am! Bridget Boyd, a Bruce Reed three from the near wing. Bridget Boyd, 7 in the quarter. 14 for the game. 41-28 Central Valley, and a lost ball by the Bears with 9/10 of a second left in the third. Central Valley turns the basketball over in the front court. Boyd gets it in to Franklin, and that's going to do it for period number three. And after three periods of play, Central Valley 41, Wahine 28. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahine athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Central Valley High School in Spokane. Roy Eli, I coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Bridget Boyd, three from the far side off the back of the rim, and the rebound off the Lanphier of Central Valley. The fourth quarter of this ball game is underway. Central Valley by a baker's dozen, 41-28. A couple of substitutions for the Blue Devils. Presented by Zip Zone Conoco during the timeout period. Billingsley and Franzen have re-entered. Henry, far side, has the ball deflected. It's recovered by Carlson. Far side, Pachkowski with 5 seconds on the shot clock, with four, with three. Still in possession of the basketball. A pass inside. Lane put up and good by Van Geistel as the shot clock expires. Van Geistel with the basket. And Geistel makes it 43-28 Central Valley. Pass on the far side, knocked away and taken by Central Valley. Blue Devils turn it over. Henry, far side, Pachkowski, a long three from the far wing extended, off the glass and off the iron, not close, and the rebound off to Billingsley, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Central Valley. And it's called on Van Geistel. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Into the ball game is Franklin, and Franklin will replace Creason. Blue Devils to inbound in the backcourt. Ball comes into Franklin. Again, a 1-2-2 zone press look by the Lady Bears. Still in the backcourt is Boyd. Boyd has the ball knocked away. She is fouled. A foul on Henry of Central Valley. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline in backcourt. Boyer in the front court to Billingsley, top of the key. Lucy with her back to the basket. Gets it to Lawyer on the near side to Franklin. Billingsley between the rings. She will stop at the free throw line. Pass on the near side. Knocked away by Pachkowski. Taken back by Lawyer. Up top for Billingsley. Down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. Billingsley near side driving. Gets it on the near baseline. And dribbling off the near baseline, coming to the wing and putting a shot up and missing is Bridget Boyd. Central Valley comes the other way. Near side Lanphier on the baseline. Bounce pass on the near side to Carlson. Up top Pachkowski. Far side Henry. A three on the way is up and good. Free throw line extended. 3-point goal for Henry. And that is 4 threes in the game for Central Valley. The Bears lead 46-28. Far side here is a nice drive by Franzen along the baseline and a reverse lay-in up and good for Delilah Franzen. 46-30 Central Valley and a tie ball down low. A nice job by Lawyer as she ties up Pachkowski. Central Valley will turn the basketball over. No, they will retain on the alternating possession with 5:46 left in period four. 46-30 Central Valley. Carlson can't get the basketball in, and a timeout called by Central Valley with 5:46 left in period four. Central Valley 46, Wahai 30, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
5 minutes, 46 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter of this non-conference girls basketball game. Central Valley Bears, 46. Wahai Blue Devils, 30. Welcome back to Central Valley High School in Spokane. Roy Elia reporting from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location, courtside. The Blue Devils in a 16-point hole at the present time. As we look at our score sheets, we see that Bridget Boyd is the leading scorer for the Blue Devils with 14. Lucy Billingsley close behind with 10. Leading all scorers in the game, Pachkowski of Central Valley with 21 points. Central Valley to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Ball into Henry. Now it's up top to Pachkowski. Hoping we'll get that Fresh Nature Foods out of bounds play of the game soon, since we're in the fourth quarter of this ball game. Pachkowski up top, a three straight away, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected far side, taken by Lanphier. Back up top to Pachkowski. In the far corner, Henry. Lanphier up top to Pachkowski. Pachkowski on the near side to Van Geistel. Van Geistel has the ball ripped away, almost ripped away by Billingsley, but a held ball. Nice job by Lucy Billingsley to tie up Van Geistel on the near wing. And on the alternating possession, the ball back to the Blue Devils. Central Valley turns the basketball over. Bridget Boyd inbounds to Lawyer. Near side to Boyd. Pass to the far side to Franzen. Franzen between the rings. Ball deflected. Recovered by Lawyer. Shot out front for three. Is off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound by Boyd. And she lays the ball up and in. Bridget Boyd with 16 in the game. 46-32 Central Valley. 4:50 and counting the time remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Hatchkowski with a basketball. Dribbles to the far side. And she'll drive on the far side. And she will score on the far side. Not much resistance on the part of the Blue Devils, and it's 48-32, Central Valley. 4.5 minutes and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Boyd into the front court, has the ball taken away by Henry, off to Patchkowski. She'll drive on the near side. Patchkowski will be blocked on the near side, missed the shot. Thought she might have been blocked by a Blue Devil down low, but no call. The play continues, Central Valley still in possession of the basketball. 4:10 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Far side, Patchkowski. She will lose the basketball. No, she'll save it far side to Henry. Long three on the way. Is around and off no good. And the rebound off to Boyd. Boyd into the front court. Will bounce it on the far side. Transition opportunity missed on the part of Franklin. And Central Valley collects the rebound. Here's Patchkowski out of the backcourt on the dribble for the Lady Bears. She is stripped on the far side, and a loose ball far side, and a held ball is going to be called, and the ball will stay with Central Valley. Zip zone Conoco at substitution. Ochoa is in for Van Geistel. Your Edward Jones, Hank Wharton scoreboard update with 3:46 left in the fourth quarter. Central Valley 48, Wahai 32. Ball into Henry. Shot on the baseline. Far side is blocked by Franzen. Taken by Lawyer. Lawyer into the front court. Bounce it inside for Franklin. Lay it. Put up and good. Holy Toledo. Outstanding in transition. What a pass by Lawyer to Franklin. Her first two of the game. Molly in the scoring column. Good golly, Miss Molly. 3:20 and counting time remaining. Fourth quarter, 48-34 Central Valley. Patchkowski into the lane, throws it up and missed it, and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils as Patchkowski goes to the deck. Lawyer with the foul. And Patchkowski to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 3:15 remaining in the final period. Patchkowski, 23 points in the game. First free throw rattles home. That reminds me, one of my Sunday morning haunts tomorrow. I'm going to be at Walla Walla Daily Grind. Looking forward to that 24-ounce thing of beauty. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Patchkowski is good. White chocolate, caramel, just a splash of dairy. And no shots as Boyd attempts a shot inside. Goes off the front of the rim, but she is fouled. And she is fouled on the play by Carlson. Bridget Boyd to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Here is the first by Bridgie. It's off the back of the rim, no good. 3:07 left in the fourth quarter, 50-34 Central Valley. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Bridget Boyd. It is up, and it is good. That is her 17th point of the ball game. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution into the ball game. Lainey Hand for the Blue Devils. We have a full timeout called by the Blue Devils with 3:07 left in the fourth quarter. Central Valley 50, Wahai 35, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM. Hey, GDC.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Central Valley High School in Spokane. Roy Elia coming to you for our Coleman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. 3:07 remaining to be played in the fourth quarter of this non-conference girls basketball game. The Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Central Valley Bears 50 to 35. And if I didn't get to it earlier in the quarter, let's just say for fun, if nothing else, that your Edward Jones, Hank Warden scoreboard update presented by our good friend Hank Warden at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call at 509-240-3948. Central Valley in possession of the basketball out of the timeout period. Henry with a basketball on the near side to Pachkowski. Guarded by Hand. Far side to Carlson. On the near side, Lanphier. And she has the ball knocked away by Billingsley. It's taken by Billingsley. Good defense on the near side by Lucy. They get the turnover from Lanphier. And now a crossover move by Lucy Billingsley. Throws up an air ball just inside the free throw line. And the ball back to Central Valley with 2:33 left in the final period. 50-35 in favor of Central Valley. Blue Devils going to pick up in the backcourt. A little bit of zone pressure. Pass on the near side to Lanphier. Between the rings, Pachkowski. Pachkowski on the near side to Ochoa. Bounce pass inside. Goes awry. Goes to the Washington Trust Bank sideline. Far side. An errant pass inside. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Lawyer back in. And she replaces Hand. Blue Devils inbounding in the backcourt. Here's Bridget Boyd. Boyd, free throw line to Franzen. Franzen driving far side. She'll lay it up. No, but she is fouled. A good, strong drive by Delilah Franzen. And the foul called on Central Valley. It's called on Pachkowski. That is her first of the contest. And Delilah Franzen to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one on its way. It's an air ball. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Hand back for the Blue Devils. She is out there along with Franklin, Franzen, Boyd, and Billingsley. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Franzen is off the mark. Central Valley tries to claim the rebound. Couple of Blue Devils near side, knocking the ball off Henry and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils will inbound. First, a zip zone Conoco substitution. Lawyer re-enters. And she is in for Hand with 2:08 left in the fourth quarter. 50-35 in favor of Central Valley. Boyd loops it in for Franzen. Gets away from Pachkowski. Stops the free throw line. Pass to the far side. Shot on the way by Boyd is good for three. Bruce Reed, three for Boyd, and we're going to count that as our Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game. 50-38 Central Valley, 150 and counting the time remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Henry Farside along the baseline, puts up a short jumper and missed it, gets it back, and puts it back, and she is fouled. And that foul is called on Boyd of the Blue Devils. And Henry to the stripe looking to complete a three-point play with a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Three of them for the Blue Devils. Oliveris checks in for the Blue Devils. Creason checks in for the Blue Devils. And number one that checks in for the Blue Devils. And who is that? I need to have last names because I'm not sure who you're talking about. Free throw put up and missed by Henry. We do not have a number one on our roster. But I believe it is Alyssa Martinez who is in for the Blue Devils, and it is. Creason with a basketball. Far side to Oliveris, trying to get some confirmation from the Wahai scorekeeper to my left. First names and that's all as the Blue Devils turn the basketball over and Lanphier goes to the other end, lays the ball up and in off the Blue Devil turnover. And a timeout call by Central Valley for substitution purposes only with 1:17 remaining in the final period. And Central Valley up by 16, 54-38. Five, count them, five Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for Central Valley. Lawyer drives into the lane and dishes the ball off to Maddie Oliveris for an uncontested lay-in. And the Blue Devils get a turnover in the backcourt. Here is Grayson. Inside for Martinez. Martinez gets around. The defense cannot score. And the rebound is ripped away by Dixon of Central Valley. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Going to be called on Hand. Central Valley to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in backcourt. Ball in to Van Geistel. Nearly lost it. Passes on the near side. One of the new kids on the block, it is Glover. She'll put it up in deep on the near side and miss it. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, and the ball will stay with Central Valley. 44.1 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Central Valley on its way to victory here tonight. The Bears leading 54-40. Ball inbounded far side. Shot on the way. Put up. It's an air ball. Dixon is there for the rebound and puts the ball up and in. Air ball far side by Chanel Richardson, but Dixon there for the putback. Shot on the near side by Martinez is an air ball. Saved in bounds by Creason. Far side, the ball goes by Alvarez and out of bounds. And the ball back to Central Valley with 26 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. The shot clock is off. Central Valley can muscle down the clock if they so choose. Coach Clark encouraging his team not to foul at this point. Drive on the far side, put up, no good, but a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Nice drive on the far side by Thompson, and she was fouled by Creason of the Blue Devils with 18 and 2/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. A free throw by Thompson. Southpaw puts it in. 57-40 in favor of Central Valley. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Thompson. This one is off the rim. Long rebound near side. Saved in bounds by Dixon, but right to Lawyer. Lawyer out of the backcourt on the dribble. A couple of nice spin moves. She is picked up by Van Geistel. Down to 7 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Pass on the near side is intercepted by Thompson. Thompson down the near side. Stops. Gets it in the lane. Intercepted by Creason. Gets it into the front court. And that will bring the contest to a conclusion. Final score, Central Valley 57, Wahai 40. Coming up next, the Chevelle Construction postgame show from Spokane after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Central Valley High School Gymnasium in Spokane. I'm Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahive Blue Devils now 0-2 on the 2025-26 season. The Blue Devils tonight defeated by the Central Valley Lady Bears, a final score of 57-40. In this 29th meeting between the two schools, Central Valley now leads the all-time series 21 victories to 8. With that, we welcome you to our post-game show presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster, Bill Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We begin with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. Not much doubt about this one. Bridget Boyd with 20 points in tonight's contest to lead the Blue Devils. She was the second leading scorer in tonight's ball game, and for her effort, Bridget Boyd is recognized as our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. Now final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for Central Valley, Lamphere with 7, and Geistel with 2, 13 for Henry, 1 for Thompson, 7 for Carlson. Dixon had 2, and Pachkowski with a game-high 25 points. For the Blue Devils, Molly Franklin with 2, Shayla Creason with 2, Lucy Billingsley with 10, Delilah Franzen 4, Bridget Boyd with 20, and Maddie Oliveris with 2. Central Valley with 22 field goals in the game, 4 from three-point range. Central Valley 9 of 13 from the free throw line, and the Bears were called for 10 personal fouls. The Blue Devils with 16 field goals in the game, 3 from Bruce Reed range. Blue Devils just 5 of 12 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were called for 13 personal fouls in this contest. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. And that's going to do it for our short and sweet post-game show presented by our good friend, Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Next up for the Wahive boys and girls basketball teams, a trip to Pasco next Friday, taking on the Chiawana Riverhawks. Airtime will be 5:15 next Friday on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The girls game scheduled to start at 5:45, followed by the boys game at 7:30. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off on this Saturday night, having a brief post-game show because yours truly is going to be getting himself on the bus headed back to Walla Walla. First, want to thank Robin Barnhart, athletic director here at Central Valley, for affording us a Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Thank her very, very much. Also want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Athletic Director Chris Ferenz, and Principal John Schumacher. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer, Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazzari, for another tremendous job at the controls. Of course, want to thank all of our great sponsors who helped make these broadcasts possible. Of course, want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Saturday night. I'm Roy Elia reporting from the Central Valley High School Gymnasium in Spokane, telling you one final time the Wahai Blue Devils defeated in non-conference girls basketball action here tonight. Wahai slips to 0-2 on the season after its second consecutive loss to a Greater Spokane League opponent. The Blue Devils tonight defeated by Central Valley after losing two nights ago to Lewis and Clark up here in Spokane. Tonight the Blue Devils lose to the Central Valley Lady Bears by a final score of 57-40. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, a 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. From Central Valley High School in Spokane, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you at Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.